Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Gabby Marler, Sammy Winchester, Sinner the Poet, Lawrence, Mara Kay, Mary Stanfield, Elliot Brunette, Eva Lado, Gad Zooks, David Paul, Kino Artistov, Witch, Levin Gabersh, Joe Rich, Scaredy Cat, Stark, Catty Wampus, Empathic, Platonically in Love with Trees, Merriam and Brenton. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello, and welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. Today, I am your host and GM, Bryn Monroe, and with me I have...
Ben Meredith.
Alex Newell.
Oh, Helen Gould, hello, hi.
And our special guest today...
Laurie Davis.
Laurie, what brings you to us today? How are you involved with Rusty Quill?
Well, I'm editor of gaming.
So she's the one who has to normally deal with all our terrible audio etiquette, and today she can just commit all the terrible audio etiquette herself.
Who's your favourite voice, Laurie? Who's your favourite? Pick a favourite. Immediately pick a favourite.
I could not comment on that at all. No
I'm
comment.
I'm pretty sure it's me, because I remember Alex saying that I have a nice voice.
You have a beautiful waveform.
That was the phrase. That's going on the Tinder
profile. I could put you on a submarine's emergency alert and people would love it.
Launch all the nukes.
You know what? That's a great idea. We should launch all the news. I feel really good about this.
Okay, so today we are playing a one-shot D&D 5th Ed adventure. This is an adventure called Forethought. I've recently written myself based on an adventure that was run for me many, many years ago. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Josh Fox, who ran this adventure for me and helped me with some of the background ideas for it. He's an excellent GM, and he's also the proprietor of a games company. They're called Black Armada, and you can find them online as well.
They're really good. I've worked for them before.
So it's a really fun idea. It's an incredibly fun game to play with one person who doesn't know what's going on and three people who do.
I've just found out that I am the person who doesn't know what's going on, so I'm feeling a little edgy.
If you enjoy this adventure, I encourage you to write your own version of it. If there's a particular system you like, if a particular mythology you want to play around with, the central concept, which you'll see as we start to play through it, can work in almost any context. So feel free to take it and adapt your own version thereof.
Oh, and before we get added, we're aware it's quite similar to Everybody is John.
Yes. there's a bunch of influences that I am personally not familiar with, but I'm sure there's a lot of things out there that use similar concepts, similar ideas. Ben is very familiar with one of them. And
well, I played it once 10 years ago. Laurie, do you know what Everybody Is John is?
Nope.
Brilliant.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's not a unique idea, but it's something that I encourage people to take and play with and make their own. We're not going to get into, right now, very much about what the exact concept is, because it's more fun to discover it through play. And also, I'm really enjoying the slightly scared look that Laurie is giving me right now.
It's just, I've just realised why you haven't answered any of the questions I've asked you. I've been sending you messages like, so can you tell me more about this or that? And just nothing.
What are we playing? A game.
Normally, obviously, in one of our campaign episodes, we start by introducing our characters. We're definitely not going to do that today. We might do it for later episodes in this little run of specials. But I will ask Laurie to tell us a bit about the character I've assigned to you, but you've had a chance to look over and add some of your own flourishes, potentially. So tell us a little bit about the character you are playing.
Well, her name is Ariane, which is a lovely Welsh name, because I'm going to be very Welsh today. She's a rogue. She grew up on the streets and has only ever known the city, doesn't know anything but the city we are in. I, Laurie, know nothing about this city, by the way. I'm not sure if I was supposed to make those decisions.
You can add things in. I know a bunch about the city, and your character will. So if you do have specific questions about the city, I will answer those.
Okay.
Quick, improvise a safe house full of gold.
What's the name of the city?
It's just called The City.
Oh, okay.
It's the capital. It's the seat of the empire. Like, it has a lot of names, but Laurie's character specifically, who has never even gone to the edge of it, just thinks of it as The City.
So it's a very big city.
Your character is the only one who knows the name of the city, Ben. So I'll let you choose that name later.
They call it Canary Wharf.
Okay, that is a dangerous thing you've just done there.
Yeah, it's going to end up being called Figgis, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's where my brain immediately went. I went, no, that'll be too obvious.
Figgatoon.
It needs to be something worse.
So, grew up in this city.
Yeah. Honestly, from the description I got, I'm kind of thinking she's a Spider-Man meets Winter Soldier hybrid in my mind.
So you can see what Lowry's cultural reference points are.
How much higher can your eyebrows go?
I kind of knew you'd love that as well, Helen. So I was like, yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, I love them both in different ways.
Yeah. Such different ways.
Any artificial limbs?
Oh, actually, no.
Aww.
I mean,
that's the only bit that Helen's interested in.
Not yet, Helen, not yet.
Better answer.
Yeah.
Better answer.
And so what do you do in this city, Ariane?
I will tell you once I just glance at my sheet. Oh, I'm a thief for hire, essentially.
Yeah, I get paid. Expert burglar.
Yeah, I get paid a lot of money. I tend to work alone. It's easier that way, less people to make mistakes. And I steal things for people and sometimes for myself.
So recently you were hired by one of your regular contacts, a man named Jenny. And you were hired to steal something from the museum.
I was indeed.
And how did that work out for you?
Yeah, it was a bit of a weird one. You know, I've never been to the museum before.
Great gift shop.
Hmm?
Great gift shop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't even get that far. I didn't get all the way through, you see. It was quite tricky. Actually, I'm very proud of myself. I go into the room. Wasn't easy. Not your average person could have done it. And then I touched the thing that I was stealing.
So the thing you were stealing, which, because I wrote these little bits at different points, is essentially a large collar. So it's an elaborate sort of necklace neck piece that wraps around the whole of your collarbone area with a large prominent jewel in the centre.
Very nice.
So that's what you were stealing.
Yeah. I mean, I touched it.
Yeah.
And I don't really remember much after that.
Everything went white.
Yeah.
Mm. Everything is fine. Everything is awesome.
So, we begin. Ariane, you wake up. You're on a very uncomfortable bed. The room around you is pretty small. It's about 10 foot by 10 foot. There's three stone walls and one wall which is merely made up of iron bars. There's a very small window in one of the walls, also with iron bars over it. And there's a tray with a jug of water and a loaf of bread on it, sitting just inside the bars.
I mean, I'm not going to shout out immediately. I'll probably walk around the room a bit, see if I can see anyone. Can I see anyone?
No, not from here.
I'm going to test the bars.
Pretty solid.
Is there a window?
Yeah, yes. There's a small barred window in one of the stone walls.
Do I have my weapons on me?
You have nothing on you except the clothes you're wearing. Literally right. Nothing.
I mean, I'm going to try the window bars. I'll probably, like, sniff at the water. I'm not going to. I guess I'll just be like, hello?
Hello?
Who's that? What? Where am I?
More importantly, who are you? How did you come across this?
I'm sorry, I've just woken up in a cell. Who are you?
The voice is coming from inside your head.
Oh my God.
Says the voice inside your head.
Okay, I'm going to shout out.
We have to get out of here now.
What?
We have to go and accomplish great things.
So, who are you? How are you speaking to me?
You're wearing the necklace thing.
You are not wearing it.
No, I'm really not.
What?
I'm not wearing the necklace. I just touched it and I woke up here.
Fool, understand you not how the necklace works?
Okay, there are two of you.
I'm not talking to you. Shut up. You shut up. No, you shut up.
Oh, you're so annoying. I hate you so much.
Okay, you don't even know how the necklace that I built for you makes.
You're in my head. Will you both shut up and tell me what is happening? Oh, okay,
no,
don't
in
shut up.
My necklace. My necklace. My necklace. I built the necklace. I constructed it.
Okay,
well,
I got mad.
I tore it from your corpse.
Well, I didn't know I had a corpse.
Well, you did. And I went in and desecrated your tomb and made this necklace.
How dare you!
I dare very well.
Oh, you heathen!
Do you know where we are? Because I guess this is happening.
I would suggest some kind of jail.
Of course there's a third one.
Yes, incredible deductive reasoning there, fool, idiot, rube, peon.
Feel better?
No, of course he doesn't feel better. Nothing ever makes him happy. I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
Excellent. Oh, I hate you.
Okay, hey, people in my head.
Hello.
How are you in my head?
Magic? Obviously.
Well, yeah, look.
The necklace we've been referring to. You put it on, didn't you?
No, I just touched it. I thought you knew how it worked.
You put it on, didn't you?
No.
You did?
No.
You did?
You must have done.
You did?
Okay, look.
You touched it and you were overtaken by the magic of the necklace.
I do not care about the necklace. I don't even care about getting paid. I just want to get out of here and get you out of my head.
Well, the second one probably isn't going to happen, but we can probably help you get out of here if you'd give me control for just a moment.
I wouldn't do that.
You should give me control.
No, I'm going to sort out this problem easily.
Well, at least I've got magic.
Okay.
What are you talking about? I'm the greatest wizard who ever lived. Of course, I have magic.
I've got
your magic looks like cheap parlor tricks compared to my great power.
Okay. Okay. Can you stop bickering? Are you? Where are you? How are you speaking
Bound
to me?
In your spirit. So you don't know how it works. We're not in their head. We're not sitting in their brain like a horrible little goblin. We've been infused with the very essence of their soul, obviously.
Ariane is just going to down the jug of water and pour it over her head. Like, what is happening?
What? Pouring jugs of water, is it your master plan?
Oh God, they're still there.
Just give me control. This is no dream, you fool, you idiot.
Give me control, I can try and unlock a door.
Can everyone make a perception check for me, please?
You are in a head.
I told you we're not.
Important thing to note at this point is you all have access to Ariane's senses at all times. Oh. So you can see out of her eyes and hear out of her ears.
Can we smell through her nose?
Yes.
Excellent.
Oh my God, this is creepy.
Well, I rolled a 2 on my perception check.
I've got 18.
5.
12.
Ariane, you're used to using your senses and therefore use them best.
They're you so hear, blurry.
You hear from about 30 foot away a door being unlocked and footsteps.
Okay,
give me control and I can sort this out.
No,
right
you
away.
Shut
give
up. I need to concentrate. I'm going to hold the jug as a weapon.
Nope, that's it. I'm taking control.
How do I take control? Can I take control?
You can attempt to take control.
I can attempt to take control.
Okay, so you try and seize control. If you haven't worked out already, there's 4 of you. There is 1 body.
Right. Oh, my word.
Until we get cut into bits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So appropriate.
So you can attempt to seize control of the body. To do so, you will make an opposed wisdom save.
Okay.
The other characters may interfere.
Can't I interfere to stop the evil, clearly evil person taking control?
I interfere to stop my academic rival from taking control?
If one of you chooses to hinder Ben's character, you can give him disadvantage on the check.
I choose to hinder Ben's character.
Okay. Lowry, you have advantage on this check.
Right.
Because you're used to using your body.
So if it's advantage, you roll twice, Lowry.
Ah, thank
and take
you.
The highest.
I got a 10.
I got 22.
19 there, so yeah.
You feel...
I feel like this has happened a lot between me and Ben.
The back of your head being suddenly constricted, and you can sort of tell what's happening, and you can tell which of these three voices is responsible, but it goes away quite quickly, and you're not sure exactly what would have happened if it didn't.
Hey, mean guy, you
dare defy me? Fine.
Yes, defy him, defy him!
If I need to explain my plan to your idiot brain cells, the two of them that you have to rub together, I'm going to make you invisible and we can sneak out of here when they fight. Try and open the door.
He's terrible. What, you can make me invisible?
Yes, I can. Give me control. What? Quickly, quickly.
Who are you talking to?
No, too late. You've ruined it. Absolutely ruined it. You've ruined
a guard
everything. I can't believe
has
you've
walked
done this.
Up in
you've
front of your cell.
Completely, completely. You are
he's
a fool.
Not...
You are an idiot.
Shut up!
I will not shut up!
Oh, yes, you will!
No, I will continue to explain why you're all idiots!
Oh, I
and
wish
how
I could dare
you
hands
divide.
To throttle
no,
you
in! Absolutely not, there is no way that I
can. Arian,
oh, stop up yourself!
Is going to take a big breath, look at the guard, and say, what's happening?
Sorry, you were caught in the museum.
What?
You were caught in the museum?
Where are we?
You're. He looks around slightly confusedly. You're in. Jail.
Idiot.
Well, you just look, I'll deal with you in a minute. Look, obviously, I
Who
was,
are you talking to?
Idiot, keep your mouth shut.
I'm.
Don't talk to me.
Talking
obviously.
To you.
Are you
guard.
All right?
No, I'm in jail. Could you let me out, please?
Oh, yes. What a great plan. So much better than becoming invisible.
No.
Can you.
You were caught in the museum. The museum's property of the Empress.
What state was I in when I was caught?
I mean, you were passed out.
Yeah,
knocked over
I have
one
no
of the
idea
exhibits.
How I got there. Like, I'm innocent.
Model prisoners get better treatment.
You were found with a bunch of, like, lockpicks and glass cutters.
What?
May I just ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Does the guard have the key to the cell on his belt? Their belt.
The guard does have the key to the cell on his belt.
Give me control and I will sort this out.
He'll probably kill him. Give me control. I can, like, hold him.
I promise not to kill him.
I don't believe you. I believed you once before.
Well,
and
why don't you test whether I'm trustworthy or not?
That's not how you do trust.
Well,
you don't get to test trust.
You
have to earn it.
It's this prisoner idiot who needs to decide. Give me control.
I don't think that.
The guard is looking a bit sympathetic. He's a bit like, wow, how did you end up there if you didn't understand? He's like, stealing from the museum is, a capital offence.
Stay calm.
See, you're going to be executed. Give me control and I can solve this all for you.
So, guard, why have you come to talk to me now? Are you going to be staying here?
I heard you talking.
Thank him for his attention.
Do you
Trust
wish
me.
To feel the axe sever your neck from your body?
It looks like you're out of water. Would you like some more water?
Yes, please.
Okay.
No, don't let him leave.
Put the jug down next to the bars and then back off to the other side of the room, please.
I do that.
Give me control. Don't do what this horrible little bureaucrat
He keeps an eye on you. He reaches through the bars and grabs the jug.
Okay.
And then he walks away.
Right.
And you can hear the door at the other end of the larger room. Being locked again.
Right, you three, I have no idea who you are, how you're in my head.
The necklace, obviously.
Yeah, okay,
magic, obviously.
Okay,
I'm the nice
this.
Wizard and he's the nasty
Keep
wizard and this is some fool.
You're not a nice wizard, you're a weak wizard. A weak-willed, stupidly
okay,
pious,
please,
horrible...
No. If I die, do you die?
All the knowledge of the generations of my people.
What?
If Almost I... certainly, yes.
Right, so, listen to me, because apparently you are now bound to me, and if you want to live... You're going to have to just stop arguing, for a start.
And give me control so I can get us out of here.
Who are you?
I'm Femi.
Would you prefer chronological or alphabetical?
chronological in what sense?
My name is Saran Jonsson Bunsen, champion of the Three Rivers and sire of the Hidden Vale.
Idiot with a sword.
He's all right.
I was here at the conception of this ritual...
Right.
And I've been here, as far as I can tell, the longest.
And he's always been this dull.
Where were you before you were in my head?
The necklace.
You are...
It wasn't a necklace in my time. We sort of made it a necklace.
I made it a necklace. I constructed the most powerful magical artifact to grant immortal life.
You turned a boon of the fates into a shiny bauble for a small-minded man.
I took the power of the gods and bent it to my will.
How did that go for you?
Yeah, not well.
Oh, I'm not meant to do that.
You weren't valued by the gods. My gods liked me.
Liked. Now you're stuck in here like me, so obviously your gods have forsaken you and your life is pointless.
Okay. No, they're in here too.
Is there a way to get you out of my head?
No.
What?
Probably yes.
Right, I like you more. Saran, was it?
Saran will do, yes.
Okay, No, hang on. If one of you takes over my body, do I get it back? How long does that last for?
I never proposed taking over anything.
I did.
He'll do that.
That's a good question, actually. I don't know the answer.
You don't know the answer in character
Hidden
either.
Information games are the best.
Absolutely fine, about 5 minutes.
I'll not trust
give
you.
It back. I'll give it back.
I don't
he won't
want
give it.
Back.
Do you have to take over my body for me to use your powers?
Well, yes. Do you know how to craft the magical incantations, weave the lines of magic with your fingers and speak the sacred words? Do you?
More importantly, do you deserve to be here?
In jail?
Well, she's a thief, obviously.
Oh, well, I don't like you. Excuse me, it's actually very hard growing up on the street, okay?
You're our thief
I'll
now.
I'll rephrase. And... She's a bad thief and got caught, so yes, she deserves to be in jail. If she were a good thief and didn't get caught, then you wouldn't be in jail. Anyway, now you have an extremely powerful wizard bound to you, and I can offer you assistance.
May the rat poo on you. I hate you so much.
You are not very charismatic, sir. What is your name?
I care not for charisma.
You should. It would get you further.
My name is not for the likes of you, mere mortal.
Right.
He's above names. He thinks it's better than
I have eschewed my name. Names are societal constructs.
I think you've forgotten it.
I know my name.
No.
My name is I don't have one anymore because I've eschewed it, because societal constructs will not constrain me. I will remake society in my image.
See? He's mad!
I repeat my question. Do you deserve to be here?
No. No, I was just doing my job. I didn't know it was a cursed necklace. What?
It's not cursed, it's a blessing.
Doesn't really feel like that right now.
It was once.
A blessing?
Oh, yes.
It is an incredible boon.
Okay, right.
Extremely long life.
If misused, that is an accurate statement.
If used correctly, if used with ambition.
And it remembers everything. Got lots of knowledge from where I grew up.
What's the best way to get out of here?
Turn yourself invisible when the guard comes and give me control so I can do that for you. Or I could maybe hypnotise the guard to just unlock this cell and lock themselves back in. Remember, I'm a powerful wizard and you are merely a sneak thief. So give me control and I can sort this out for you.
The guard is sympathetic to you. You would be able to talk to them in such a way that you might either get an opening or at the very least an ally.
Or you can always just make him still, and then, since you're a thief, just take the key off his belt and then let yourself out, and then no one will be hurt.
Well, obviously she's not very good at that one.
I don't know.
Right, I was leaning towards invisibility, but actually, I think, Femi, let's do that.
Yeah!
You hear the guard returning.
I don't condone a jail.
No, oh no, but I like
party.
The guard.
What are you going to do? Try and make friends with the guard. She's going to be munched up by the gears of
Look,
law.
You're better than the other one, but I still disagree. Come on, let's hold the person.
Fine. You have a go. Why not? We'll see if your way works. And when it doesn't, we'll do my way. The sensible way. The powerful way.
We'll never do your way.
You can see the guard again. He's got a full jug of water.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Don't harm him. He doesn't deserve it.
please step to the back of the cell.
I do. Okay.
Once again, he's gonna reach...
Sheep. Chattel.
Can I speak to them without speaking out loud?
Yes, you've learned the trick of that now. At the beginning, you were speaking out loud.
Yeah.
Now, if you're speaking to the other characters, I will assume you are speaking internally.
Thank you. Then I shall do that. Yeah. Right. Femi, wait until he gets to the bars and then freeze him, please.
Yes. Excellent. Oh, I've not done this for so long.
You'll probably get it wrong.
Oh, shut up.
The guard reaches through the bars and places the jug of water down. Ariane, are you passing control of your body to another character?
Yes.
It was a short special. We really enjoyed having it. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
It's okay. I'm neutral alignment. You'll probably get it back.
Oh, no.
Femi, you are now in control of the body.
Ooh, she does like a little shake.
Yeah, good for you.
Just little cracks of knuckles.
Welcome to the back
seat. I'm going to cast hold person.
No, you're not. We're going to take a break there.
No, I'm not.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back. So, Femi, what would you like to do?
I'm casting Hold Person. Don't tell me I can't.
So, Hold Person, you don't have to make an attack roll. It targets if you have to try and save or is paralysed.
Yeah, the save is 14, it looks like.
The guard is paralysed.
Lucky.
Excellent. I'm going to take the key.
You can reach through the bars and grab it off his belt.
I'm going to unlock the door.
You can do that, yeah.
Okay, I get us out of the cell. There we go.
Now put him inside and lock the door again.
Ah.
What do you mean?
She pushes the guard over and then starts walking.
No!
I'm going to try and say I'm sorry, but I'm guessing I can't.
You cannot. Unless you want to try and seize control of the body again.
The guard will break the person hold, and then will run after us and try to kill us with sharp things. Put them in the cell.
So you know how the spell works. The spell only lasts 1 minute.
Where is, like, the nearest place to run to?
Okay, so the rest of the room that contains the cells, there's a line of 5 cells. There's a little area at the end with a couple of seats. And then there's a door at the far end of the corridor as well. So the corridor that runs alongside the cells has the door at one end and a much larger window at the other end. The other cells are all empty. Inside the cells, there are the small windows. The large window at the end of the corridor is also barred.
So you've basically got that.
You've got the two ends of the corridor, one with a door, one with a large barred window. Or any of the 5 cells.
I'm probably going to go through the door then.
Okay, the door is not locked because the guard was in here. You step through the door and you see on the other side of the door there are, sitting around playing cards, 3 other guards.
I'm going to be shouting, no, no, window, up, up, up to the roofs, up to the roofs, we're good at this.
I want to cast Thaumaturgy.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I would like to... Wait, so there were some examples in the book.
Yeah.
But can I make things up that are similar?
Yeah.
I would like to, like, look like I'm wreathed in shadow, like my eyes are glowing, and make my voice really loud and say that, you will repent this day!
See, here we go, God bothering.
For once, we agree.
All of them immediately drop their game of cards. One of them flees to the stairs that are on the other side of the room. The other two, one has a little insignia on their helmet, so he's probably senior to the other two, sort of starts to draw a sword, but they're both backing off, and they do seem quite afraid of you.
Good.
Is this it?
Run, run, run!
I run.
I'm going to try and take control.
Okay.
Oh, right, so I have to roll as well.
Are you going to vocalise that?
So it's the taking control is an instinctive process.
Mm.
If one character is doing it, you all know it's happening. You can assist or hinder one of the two characters involved.
Okay.
There could potentially be a 3-way control contest, but I'm kind of hoping that doesn't happen.
I'm going to attempt to hinder Evil Wizard one more time, but I'm not caring at the moment who else is in charge at
so
this stage.
Ben is attempting to seize control, Helen is currently in control, so the contest is between the two of them, unless someone else is also simultaneously attempting to seize control.
So I've been given disadvantage.
Yes. Yeah, I'm just seeking to hinder, I'm not seeking
to
take control.
I am going to want to take control of my body.
3-way!
Does that make you want to die, Brit?
Immediately jump to the most complex scenario!
I mean, isn't it just we all roll dice and then whoever...
Yeah,
the highest pretty
much. You can also, you can also roll. Yeah. So remember, it's a wisdom save. You do not get advantage this time.
14.
Do I have advantage?
No.
Ooh, that's a decent roll with disadvantage, actually.
16.
Oh, no, 2. 5.
Okay.
Still bad.
So,
no.
3.
You're heading for the top of the stairs, and you actually, the body stumbles as 3 of you simultaneously attempt to control its limbs. After a second of unsureness, it emerges that Ariane is once again in control of her own body.
Oh, but we were doing so well! For the sake of the book, you will not accept the power!
The two remaining guards have sort of seen this happen and shout, stop!
Brilliant. So now they've shouted and they know. I could have solved it, but you're all false.
Look, I know how this body works best physically, so let
you
me
just
take control.
You know how to get captured, do you?
Less talking, more
running.
I'm running.
Yes, let's run.
Okay, so you run into onto the stairs. Mm-hmm. Are you heading up or down?
Up.
Okay. You can hear the retreating footsteps of the other guard fleeing downwards.
Right.
The two guards in the room you've just left are shouting after you.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to head upstairs, and you can hear upstairs more voices returning the shouts of the downstairs guards.
What I'm looking for is a window I can get out of.
I think we are going to have to enter initiative order at this point.
Hang on a minute.
What? Lowry, right. Give
Do
me
we get
an
multiple
initiative
actions?
Ooh. No.
That's a 6. 6. Do I add anything to that?
Probably.
Yes.
Your initiative bonus is just up there.
You should be decent.
9.
So, Lowry, not for me to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
But do better.
Okay. This is my body.
Okay, you sprint up the stairs. They lead into another room that looks identical to the one you just left. There are 4 people sitting around here. Once again, 3 guards wearing the same clothing that the guards have been wearing up to now. One of them has the little extra insignia on their helmet. There's also one person wearing the same colouring and the same base style of clothing, but there's no armour.
It's probably a spellcaster. Be careful of that one.
Thanks.
The stairway continues upwards, and you can see that just above this level, there's a door. But other than that, the room looks the same. There are windows in this room as well, but they are like the other windows on the previous floor and on this floor. They are barred.
I'm going to keep going up to the door.
Okay. I'm afraid that it is, in fact, the action of one of the other people.
Ah.
So one of the guards without the insignia on their helmet reacts first. They've been shouting up and down the stairs. He sees you coming and reacts and is basically going to rush at you, and he hasn't had time to draw his sword, so he's just going to attempt to tackle you, more or less.
Okay.
So what is your AC, please?
13.
The guard tackles you, and you're suddenly in a tangle of limbs on the floor.
Well, this is going very well, isn't it?
Will you just shut up?
We're out of the cell, so yes, shut up.
The guard with the insignia on their helmet steps forward and draws their sword, but obviously can't get directly involved because you're now kind of in the middle of...
Oh, by the way, say goodbye to your body. You're going to be spending a lot of time in here because you're incompetent and a fool.
Give Mr. Muscle some control.
The die is cast.
Oh, yeah, sure. He's just going to headbutt his way out.
Hang on. So
probably.
If I...
Okay, so you've now got one person standing more or less over you with a drawn sword,
mm-hmm.
one person sort of slightly on top of you, and you're on the floor. It's your action.
Right, a couple of questions. So if I give any of these guys control of my body...
Yes.
I take on their stats...
No.
So it's still my body with, like, I'm still, like, 13 AC and my speed and all that.
Yes. I think you would all have the same AC in...
Currently, so, no.
Yeah, no, that's not how...
So the character sheets that I've provided all of you are for the character being in the one body that is available. So they have the stats of your character inside Ariane's body, and therefore the AC that is on there is accurate, which is based mostly, I believe, on dex, since the body is not wearing any armour.
Right, so fundamentally, you turn into our character and we play your body.
Yeah,
I get you.
Right.
I'm with you.
So, yeah, so the physical features of the body stay the same, and one of those physical features is dexterity, which is currently giving you a bonus to your armour class, so any other character would have that same bonus to their armour
class.
So
what you're saying is you've given us the same physical stats and different mental stats.
Yes, exactly.
And the only reason my AC is different is, Bob,
Yeah, you've got a feat.
I have things going on.
Right. Oh, gosh. None of my bonus actions going to help, are they? Can I use my cunning action to dash, disengage, or hide?
You can use a bonus action to disengage. That is, right now, you're there's two people very close to you. So, yes, a disengage action.
I also have another question.
Yep.
If I gave someone else control of my body... Yep. Does that constitute an action?
That constitutes a bonus action, so they would still get to act on your initiative.
Right, okay.
I would end this swiftly and humanely.
I'm going to disengage because it's like it's instinctive,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm.
So yeah. You manage to roll away from the person that tackled you to the floor, and you sort of step backwards. You can step up one or two steps on the stairway just to be out of immediate sword range of the guard captain, but... They're not going to stay out of range for long.
So now what?
Okay, no name. Make us invisible.
Shan't.
I told you can't trust him. He does this all the time. He gets into a little bit of a tiff.
No, okay, fine.
That was your bonus action. You've still got an action.
If you don't want my help, you don't get my help. Unless you want to grovel a bit more. Oh, don't do it.
We're in combat time, guys, so we've got 6 seconds.
Wasn't my bonus action disengage?
Your bonus action was disengaging, so you've still got a full round. I'm running.
I'm going to keep running upstairs.
You flee up the stairs.
Yeah.
You hit the door at the top of the stairs, mm-hmm. and it is locked.
We've got the key.
Okay, roll. There's probably not a roll for this in 5th Ed, actually. You unlock the door successfully.
It'd be a dexterity save.
Yeah, you've got the key. You can unlock the door. I'm going to say that you can just do that. That it's going to take your entire action. So you're now standing at the top of the stairs. The door opens up onto the roof.
Oh, yes.
We're still in the same combat round. Please make me a wisdom save.
Uh-oh. 20. You're doomed.
Ooh, 22.
Nice.
Very good.
The unarmoured guard steps next to his captain and flings a hand out at you, and you feel yourself, for a second, your limbs start to feel heavy, but almost instantly, it stops.
Ha! Lesser mage.
Anyone who knows magic can try and work out what that was if they want, but you probably already
guessed. What was that?
Hold person.
Yeah.
Hold person, a very simple incantation the likes of you even might be able to understand.
But it's very effective.
This fool can cast it, so it's obviously incredibly easy.
Fool,
well, you are a fool.
Close the door.
Okay, so the guard who tackled you pulls out the sword and runs up the stairs next to the captain. So both of them are going to be able to get to you and take attack actions.
Right.
Your AC is 13, I believe.
Yep.
The guard manages to hit you, but the captain doesn't. But it does mean they're both threatening you as well, so they'll get attacks of opportunity when you flee. You lose 6 hit points.
Feel that? The punishment of indolence!
So, are you wanting every single person here to deduct 6 from their max?
No.
Okay.
So, just on Lowry's sheet.
Understood.
If anyone else is in control and takes damage, damage will also be applied to Lowry's sheet.
I do not have a lot of hit points.
You're a stunner!
Are you squishy?
I've got 45.
Oh, I've got 45 too.
Oh, okay.
Again, it's all based on...
Yeah.
The hit points of the body. So
45, you call those hit points? God.
I know, I miss having 70.
To be fair, we are 2 levels higher.
Lowry, it's your action.
Ow, and I'm going to run.
Okay, they both get attacks of opportunity.
Oh, that's not fair.
System-wise, you want to use your bonus action to disengage to avoid those attacks of opportunity.
Is it a new round?
I will...
Yes, it's a new round.
I will listen to Ben.
Yeah,
not his
system information, because apparently Bryn is running this game like Alex does.
Well.
okay, yes.
Unfairly.
You get... I think it's a class feature, basically, that you get a free bonus disengage action on each turn.
Yeah,
so that's... I haven't actually played a rogue in 5th Ed, so how
about
apologize for my
ignorance. How about we assume that that's happening, unless Lowry explicitly says, I'd like to be hit, please.
So
does take up the bonus action.
Yeah, which, given that one of the bonus actions available to you is switching body control, is relevant.
Mm.
Right, so yeah, once again, you use your long experience of dodging out of brawls to kind of step backwards through the door onto the roof without letting them get a free swing at you, and you turn and face... skyline of the city and freedom
that I know and love.
You don't know this district very well. You don't come round here anymore. The jail.
<Full of cops.
laughs> I did do a recce. Oh no, hang on.
The jail.
The prison.
Yeah.
The jail is right next to the Forbidden Palace.
Oh right.
So there is on one side of this roof there is a tall wall, you're on a several-story building, so you can see over it. And this is probably the first time you've seen into the palace complex. There's a lot of buildings, there's a lot of fancy gardens and water features that you could, you
beautiful.
Know...
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice.
How tall a wall are we talking?
Several stories high, the wall. It's roughly the same height as this building. You're now standing on the roof of this building. Mm-hmm. You're not very near the museum. You don't know how far they took you to this jail. There are other buildings of approximately the same height around, but not every building is the same height. Okay. There's some that are one story higher. There's a few that are one story lower.
Do we know how many stories up we are?
You probably don't without a bit more time to take stock of the situation.
Destination between like one and two floors and like 10 and 12.
A single digit number.
Is the, okay, cool. Is the relevant context a survivable fall?
Not actually where I was going with
okay, it. I don't think you could tell from... You're still in a combat situation. You don't have time to, like, carefully assess the situation. But you can see the surrounding area in a brief swing of the head. So, you've got the rest of your action on this
what
round.
I want to do is run and jump.
To the palace or your cell?
To, ideally, in the direction... I assume I know which direction is the part of the city I know.
Away from the palace.
Yeah. So, if that... isn't going to kill me. I know you can't just tell me it's not going to kill me, but
you
jump into a window. How close is the building?
The buildings are close enough to jump from roof to roof. In
I mean,
general.
I've done this before.
For you,
your
best bet is to jump onto the roof of the next building
along.
Yeah,
that's what probably. I was hoping
cool.
to do.
I think this is an athletics check. I believe that's the correct skill at this
acrobatic?
Point.
Acrobatic? No, athletics, I see. Oh, no, yeah, that's better.
Yeah,
okay,
so mm-hmm. Acrobatics is sort of dodging and
gymnastics,
balancing and stuff. Sure. And athletics is more pure, like
parkour,
climbing and jumping.
Yeah, it's like if you're trying to jump a distance, you're looking at athletics.
Okay. 15.
You run across the roof and launch yourself off the edge. You have taken some damage and you misjudge it very slightly, and you don't land on your feet.
Okay.
You slam your stomach into the corner and sort of grab on to the lip of the roof of this
cool.
next building.
Saveable.
And here I was almost being impressed.
You, I will
ignore
deal
him.
With you later.
Ignore him, dear.
Brave, if suboptimal.
The unarmored guard, the wizard, appears next to his two colleagues and casts...
Oh, dear.
Magic missile.
Oh, the best spell. I'm afraid we're doomed, everyone. It's the best spell.
So there's something fundamentally broken with me, which is someone casts magic missile, and regardless if it's at me or, like, on my side, I always want the maximum damage possible. It's the only spell. It's fireball's kind of the same, but I've been punished by it too much. But magic missile, I want that to be coming in at max, even if it's going to kill me.
Oh, dear.
It's just so satisfying.
I'm going to have to disagree with you.
But it's just so good.
We are quite squishy, so you probably might... not want that.
Three darts of pure magical force slam into your back as you're hanging onto the lip of this roof, and you take 11 more damage.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
All right, we're on 28. We're fine.
It's okay, I've got healing.
Oh, that's good to know.
The one good thing about them.
I am a very good person.
The two guards
that's the problem.
Run to the edge of the roof. They do not attempt to make the jump.
Yeah, they'd be idiots too.
They both start yelling. They're yelling, stop, jailbreak. General sounds of annoyed guards as you leave them behind. You know the kind of things guards say.
That was one day from retirement!
We're back to your action.
Cool. I'm going to clamber. Is what I've caught on to... Is there like
it's a
wall?
Very similar building. Yeah, there's, you know, the roofs are not just flat at the edge. There's a, you know... The roofs are all accessible, and there's a little lip on each one to stop people just randomly falling off. But you can very easily climb back onto the roof.
Yeah, and what I want to know is, can I hide behind that lip? Is it big enough to hide? Also, technical question: magic missile. Do you have to see the person?
Yes.
So if I hid, they wouldn't be able to do that again.
Correct.
I mean, I'm going to keep running.
Correct.
Yeah.
You can sprint across the next roof.
Mm-hmm.
Make me another athletics check to jump from this one to the next one.
Come on, buddy. Oh, same.
That
15.
Was the same as last time.
It's a bit easier this time.
Okay.
Not simple, not trivial, but this time you're slightly more ready for it. You've got just enough extra time to judge the distance, judge the difficulty, and this time you're able to do it on your feet and keep running. You will now get away from the guards. You will, however, take one more magic missile because you will still be in range for one more round.
Fine.
Once again, three darts, this time streak behind you. You feel like for a second you could outrun them, and then they slam into your back.
No one outruns magic missile.
Again, it's 11 damage.
Oh,
that's like less than half now, right?
Yeah, we're on 17.
Oh.
You keep running across the rooftops. You're able to, once you've left the guards behind, once you're out of range of magic missile, you can take it slightly slower and judge the jumps so they're no longer dangerous.
Yeah.
It was a four-story building. To answer Alex's previous question. So possibly not lethal, but certainly nasty
very
to fall
out.
Off.
Yeah, it's fine. What you do is just hand control to another character just before you hit.
Yeah. I'm going to find something to hide behind. Maybe a chimney or two.
Several buildings away, you can do that.
And
you sit down and you can get your breath back.
I'm just going to say, all right, so who can heal me?
I can.
Ariane, one of your hands starts to shake.
Is that you? Are you trying to take over my body? What's happening?
No.
Why is my hand shaking?
Anyone with knowledge arcana, please give me a roll.
9.
15.
Ben, you're not really sure why that should be happening. It seems unlikely to you that it would be happening this quickly or that it would be happening without Ariane wearing the necklace. But Femi, you realise that Ariane's life force is starting to weaken because she's become attuned to the necklace and is not wearing it.
Oh, fiddlesticks. I think you're dying.
What?
And we're going to end the episode there.
All is well. It's fine.
It's lovely.
It's fine. What we'll do is we will go off into the sunset, okay, and we will live our final days as a really, really happy, dysfunctional and broken mental family.
Oh, that's nice.
That's not going to happen.
Just leave the city.
Okay, guys, so that was the first part of Forethought. Please join us next week as we see how exactly we can cope with having four characters stuck in one
hand. Oh my gosh, so did I!
We just got the title!
Bye, guys.
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
Like a full name or a short name?
Up to you.
Sarin Jonsson Banson, champion of the Three Rivers, sire of Hidden Vale.
Sarin.
Yep. Saran, but
Saran.
Sarin is
fun. Like Saran Rap.
Bingo!
Like Kling Film.
Yep.
Okay.
I have eschewed mortal names.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.